This is TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
This is the one they're talking about.
TalkZone.com.
Welcome to Becoming Thin Within with Deborah Wright. It's Internet Radio's unique perspective on weight loss, helping to heal and inspire you from the inside out with expert guests and insightful conversation. Now, here's your host for Becoming Thin Within, Deborah Wright.
Welcome to Becoming Thin Within on TalkZone.com, broadcasting from our studio in Brentwood, Tennessee. I am your host, Deborah Wright, and with me, of course, I have Robin, the great Robin Ribeiro.
Good morning. I like that intro.
Yeah. We've got a great show for you today. Of course, remember, it is for you, so please give us a call, and or you can email us at questions@becomingthinwithin. The phone number is 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. This is where you can come to get real, no-nonsense advice about weight loss, nutrition, fitness, and general overall health and well-being. Because I know things can get busy, of course, you can always go and download the show later in the day, or you can make it your favorite on TalkZone.com, so you'll always have this available to let you know when new shows are on. But it does air live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time and is available for download later that day. So again, call us 888-463-6748, or you can email questions@becomingthinwithin.com today or any day, and we will try to bring those emails on the show and answer those. Please note, you should always consult your physician before starting any weight loss, exercise, or diet program. This is not a substitute for physician care. Of course, our show today is with Carol Ward. And Carol, if you can check her out at www.carolward, W-A-R-D, and Carol is spelled with a K, K-A-R-O-L. She's a licensed psychotherapist specializing in the body-mind connection. She's spoken at the Renfrew Eating Disorder Conference about how emotion is held in the body and how that contributes to compulsive eating and eating disorders of all kind. When they understand what they feel and need, it stops the confusion of hunger versus feeling. And she does have a book coming out very soon, and so we will talk more about that. But it is called Find Your Inner Voice, Using Instinct and Intuition Through the Body-Mind Connection, and that will be released very soon, so we want to talk about that. Please welcome Carol to the show. Carol, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you so much. And this, the topic today, of course, is depression. And we talked to Dr. Rob Huizenga from The Biggest Loser, and they're doing a study on, does depression cause weight gain, or does weight gain cause depression, and going through that. And of course, you've done a lot of work with depression and eating disorders and how that correlates. Is that right?
Yes, I have. It's something that I've really been passionate about, and it's a tricky subject. I did listen to your discussion with Dr. Rob, and it is an interesting and complicated subject because it's a little bit like chicken and the egg. What's
right.
causing what? And I think there's more research to be done.
Absolutely. Now, what are some of the symptoms of depression?
Some of the symptoms of depression, and this really depends on one of the key things, is the severity and the length of time that you're experiencing these symptoms. So the main one is a feeling of helplessness, hopelessness, and despair, where you literally cannot see or feel like your world is worth living, and it's almost like a physical weight upon the body. There's a loss of interest in your daily activities. Your appetite can change. Either you can lose weight, lose interest in eating, or gain weight, which I know we're going to talk about today. There are changes in your sleep pattern. You feel a feeling of tiredness or lethargy. People talk about their muscles aching. And there's also concentration problems and self-loathing because you don't understand what's going on. You think it's something that you can just change by changing your mindset, but depression is very, very tricky.
And so how does obesity correlate then to depression? Because I know you said that you can have weight loss or you can have weight gain. And so as you're working with individuals, are you seeing that because of all that, because you said that there's a loss of appetite or you could eat more, but also, so I could see where people say, you know, I don't want to work out. I hurt.
Right.
I always, yeah, and so that, so then that makes it difficult for them to say, well, I'm going to get up and just pick up and move around and get this going. So how does the obesity then correlate to depression?
Well, because it's that chicken and the egg, as we talked about, I always have people describe the quality of their depression. Because, Deborah, people use depression as a blanket term. They'll say, I feel depressed. And I really say, you know, describe that to me, and how long has it been going on? Because sometimes what they're feeling are different emotions. It's not depression. It's deep grief or it's deep anger. So I want to first make sure that the symptoms that I talked about, the hopelessness, the despair, the inability to get off the couch and function in life, I want to see if those pieces are there. If they're talking about other emotions, I'm going to go in that way. So then we talked about, and I heard Dr. Rob talk about this as well, we start to work on some practical things. What would it be like to exercise? What would it be like to start moving your body? If they're completely resistant to that, then I have to go in a different way, really work on the psychological piece first, and then start talking about if medication is necessary. And I heard Robin talk also that sometimes there are physiological things that go on in the body where the body's systems are compromised, such as polycystic ovarian syndrome, postpartum depression, where the endocrine system is totally out of whack, and the person starts to gain weight inexplicably because their system is out of whack, which then causes them to be depressed because they're trying their best, but their body is almost rebelling against them.
Right.
You need to understand and address that. Where's the weight gain coming from? Is it a coping mechanism, or is it because there's something off in the body?
And right. So when you make the recommendations to begin with, and you say, okay, well, let's try some of these natural alternatives, maybe let's do some exercise and diet, you talk about healing their issues around the food. And so do you try, when you talk about where is, you know, what's sending you to the food, what is going on with that, how are you able to identify, is the food something that you're using essentially to help you feel better with this depression? What do you do? What questions do you ask them to see what the food is doing for them?
It's real. What I love to do is, and maybe you do this as well, I ask them, what types of food are you drawn to? Let's start looking at the types of food you're drawn to and see if we can make an emotional correlation. So are you looking for the crunchy foods? What do you want to chomp down on? Are you looking for the soothing foods? What hurt feelings are you trying to take care of? Are you looking for the sugar high? What mood do you want to shift out of? So we start to look at, when people come in and say, I'm overeating or I'm compensating with food, we want to make everything that people do to use it as signpost to get to the heart of the matter. You know, let's use the food, and then as we start to work with the body, let's say I make a suggestion for movement or exercise. Is their mood changing? If their mood starts to change, we build on that. If their mood isn't changing, then the problem runs deeper and we've got to go in on a different level.
And so what you're seeing then is a disconnect from their emotions and their bodies. And so when you see this disconnect, are you able to help them reconnect that? And what steps do you take? How do they actually disconnect from those emotions in their bodies?
Whether the trauma or upset in their life that they're trying to handle or manage through food has happened last week or way back in childhood, I actually work with people in session and in my workshops to have them connect through a five-part strategy. And in my book, I go through these five steps, which is connecting to the breath, having them connect to sound, using movement, using touch, and also talk to help them reconnect to their bodies. And the first one that people can start with, and it's really a telling thing, is through breath. How people are breathing. Are they holding their breath? Are they rapid in their breathing? So as a body-mind psychotherapist, the work is based on the theory and modality that if we don't get the opportunity to express what we need to right from the get-go, the feelings don't go away. We just find ways to manage it. People describe going numb, you know, numb, they disconnect. I'm sure you've had people that you work with who are like, can't even feel my body.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just get that numb feeling. Or they start to do things like lock their jaws, hold their breath, lock mm-hmm. their knees. They physically use the muscles in their bodies to hold down the feeling. And then over time, they don't even realize that their shoulders are up around their ears or that their jaws are so tight, because maybe those traumas or emotional distresses happened years ago and they just learned to cope with them.
And does addictive or compulsive behavior, is this created in the same way? Is you're trying to find a way to push those feelings down, and so you create this addiction or compulsive behavior? How exactly does that fit in to overeating?
Sure. So let's say all these feelings are going on and you don't have the opportunity or the space to express them, or the situation you were growing up in or the present situation you have going on now is just too overwhelming. You don't have the support. You don't have the right people in your life. So you push down the feelings, and then over time you might lose the connection with what those feelings are. It just feels like that urge, you know, that urge to jump into the bag of cookies, that urge to just eat that ice cream. You haven't really made the connection to where that urge is coming from. I know you wrote about this, Deborah, in your blog, that what you're eating about today may not be about today.
Right.
It's about last week or in your childhood. So my real belief and opinion is that what people are doing is trying to find a way, to the best of their ability, to cope with pain or anxiety or depression or sadness. And they found this method, overeating, to try to deal with it. And people describe overeating or binging, that they feel this tremendous urge. And I say mm-hmm. the emotions are knocking on the door.
Right.
Need a release. They have the binge, and momentarily there's a release of emotional tension. And then the self-loathing comes in.
Right.
It's not really satisfying, because it's not really getting to the root of the matter. But the person is trying to do the best that they can to handle pain.
Absolutely. And that's what, when I talk to a lot of my clients, I call the abuse cycle. They abuse themselves with food, and then they abuse themselves verbally, which causes them to go back to the food, which causes them to abuse themselves verbally, and we got to get a wedge in that cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Yeah. Now, when you when you are meeting with individuals and you're working through their depression after you've gone through, what do you tell them if, for instance, you're meeting with somebody for the first time? What do you tell people if they feel that they have these symptoms of depression? What is the first thing that they can do, whether they're eating over it, there's another addictive or compulsive behavior, or something's going on? What can they do?
Well, one of the things is I ask them if they want to do something about it. And I know that's, I know that can be a funny question, but sometimes people need to hang out in their pain for a while. And it's interesting. You would think, well, why would someone want to do that? Well, they're familiar with it. They know pain. They know this cycle. They know how to abuse themselves through food. And it might be scary for them, as much as they long for it, to think that there's another way to take care of themselves. So really it's about establishing a relationship together and then having them say, are you willing or open to taking one step? And if you could imagine what that one step would be, really connect to your breathing. What's your body telling you about what step it wants to take? Do you want to address a food issue? Do you want to address a movement issue? Let's start working with your inner voice together and try to figure out a pattern. Now, if they're unable to do that, I certainly will make suggestions. We'll talk about medication. We'll talk about movement. I'll have them try it on. And I really say what we're going to pay attention to, does the person's mood change or lift? And then we build from there.
And now you have detailed a lot of this in your book, and it's coming out in January. Yeah. And again, we are talking with Carol Ward. She is a licensed psychotherapist specializing in body-mind connection. You can find out more about her at Carol Ward with a K, K-A-R-O-L-W-A-R-D.com. And the book is Find Your Inner Voice, using instinct and intuition through the body-mind connection. Tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, the book came out of my work as both an intuitive and a psychotherapist, and I was doing individual sessions, and I started to run workshops and groups to help people achieve and accomplish the goals they wanted to do in life. And what I noticed is that often we have these great mind goals. You know, I'm going to run a marathon, or I'm going to lose a lot of weight. And then people got frustrated because those goals weren't happening. And what I noticed as a therapist, and when I really had people work with their bodies, is that once people connect with their bodies and allow their bodies to have a say in the process, they got very, very clear answers about what their steps should be. You know, people would make choices about, like, they might have an exercise goal. They'd be like, I'm going to run 5 days a week. And I share an example in the book of a woman who had, you know, just had a baby, and she wanted to go back to her running goal. And as she created the plan, I asked her how her body felt about her goal, and she became very anxious. Her body was saying, no, I've just had a baby. It's too much. So we started to really hone in together and step by step say, well, what would it be like to run 3 days? What would it be like to, you know, walk with a stroller? Until her body got into a state of calmness, and she looked at me and said, this is how I want to do it. And her heart and her head were in alignment. And that's why I decided to go ahead with this book. I want to help people get to that place.
And it's coming out in January, so where can people find it?
You can find it on my website. It is on, and there's a link on my website that takes you to Amazon.com, and
okay.
You can pre-order the book. You have to wait 5 months to get it, but...
Oh, no.
You know,
we want healed now, Carol.
You can get it at a very good price, at this pre-order price, and okay. You can order it, and then it'll be a nice treat in January when you're like, oh, when did I order this?
That's right. Now,
starting the new year.
That's right. That'd be a good time. And so, but in the meantime, you said that you have seminars and workshops. Where can we find out more about those? On your website?
Yes, they're on the website, and they're listed. Events are listed there. I do have a newsletter that I put out monthly just talking about different body-mind issues and how people can connect more to their hearts, to their heads, and in order to make better decisions.
Well, one thing that I like to ask guests before they leave is, what one or two final things would you like the listeners to take away from this interview to help them get started on a weight loss journey or a healing journey today? What can they do right now?
They really can ask themselves, is it worth making the body an enemy, or is it time to make the body an ally? Because the body doesn't lie to us, and we may get confused about what it's telling us, but from my experience, I know from both of your experiences, the way to get through is to make the body a friend and link the heart and the head together. There is no other way to achieve healing, and that encompasses a lot of things, but let's help people get into their bodies so they can get into their lives, start living the kind of life they've always longed for.
Absolutely. That is great advice and will help a lot of people just start listening to their bodies today. Thank you so much for being with us, Carol. We really appreciate it. I know a lot of people are going to take some great information away from this. You can find out more about Carol at carolward.com. That's K-A-R-O-L-W-A-R-D.com. And you can go there or to Amazon.com to find out about her upcoming book, Find Your Inner Voice, Using Instinct and Intuition Through the Body-Mind Connection. And you can pre-order that. Will be coming out in January. You can also find out more about her workshops. We are going to take a quick break, but when we get back on the other side, Robin and I are going to have so much more information for you. Mm-hmm. So please come back to Becoming Thin Within. We'll be right back after this break.
Hey, ladies, are you ready to move forward in your life, to change direction, or see a lifelong dream come to light? Put your idea into an incubator, the Ladies Who Launch Incubator. It's the first sexy, savvy forum to marry intuition with ingenuity and creativity with collaboration. This nationwide networking organization is designed for women who want to break current patterns, ignite the fire under a long smoldering dream, and catapult a lifestyle or career to an infinitely higher level.
Hi, I'm Sheila Griggs, leader of Ladies Who Launch in Nashville. I encourage you to check out ladieswholaunch.com and join our local incubator group of supportive, smart, motivated women just like you. Whatever your goals or passions, this positive atmosphere is a great place to move your project, your dream, forward. The next four-week incubator starts soon. So what are you waiting for? Join the fastest-growing network of women in the country and put the attention on you. Visit ladieswholaunch.com and jumpstart your life today.
Are you struggling with out-of-control or emotional eating? You don't have to suffer alone. At The Hungry Heart, we provide a caring approach to out-of-control eating. We take slow, steady steps to help you discover where your dependency on food comes from, what your triggers are, and how deep your addiction goes. But we don't stop there. Once we have a clear understanding of your relationship with food, we work to change the beliefs that cause that behavior so you heal your relationship with food and come to peace in your life. Wouldn't it be great to finally go one day in your life without being controlled by what you're going to eat or what you can't eat? What if you could go every day of your life like that? That's an empowering freedom that resonates into the rest of your life. Call The Hungry Heart to schedule your free consultation with a trained counselor who has also overcome her own issues with food. This is a safe, non-judgmental, and confidential environment. Go to hungryheart.org or call 877-HUNGRY7 to find a compassionate counselor near you.